Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Former Vice President Joe Biden took to the campaign trail shortly after announcing a bid for the presidency Thursday morning. He made a stop in Wilmington, Delaware, as Delaware Public Media Sophia Schmidt reports.
Biden got his political start in Delaware and served as one of the state's senators for more than three decades. While waiting to catch a bus in Wilmington, Terrence Potts said she's not sure yet whether she'll vote for Biden in the primary, but she's happy he decided to run.
I've known him for a long time. His name... And I think he just would be great for the country and for the state of Delaware.
But University of Delaware student Rachel Modzeleski says she needs to know more about him.
I don't know. I really didn't read up on Joe Biden's platform so far, so I'll have to do more kind of searching. But as of late, I have to say I agree with Bernie.
Biden has been leading early polls of support for Democratic primary candidates. For NPR News, I'm Sophia Schmidt in Wilmington, Delaware.
To Florida, where a former police officer was sentenced to 25 years in prison for the shooting death of a black man. It's the first time a Florida law enforcement agent has been sentenced in an on-duty shooting in 30 years. Nancy Klinginer of member station WLRN reports.
Corey Jones was a drummer on his way home from a gig when his car broke down on I-95 in the early morning hours in October 2015. He was waiting for a tow truck when Palm Beach Gardens police officer Newman Raja pulled over. The officer was in an unmarked car looking for car burglaries. Raja shot and killed Jones and claimed Jones had pointed a gun at him. Prosecutors said Raja never identified himself as a police officer and that Jones was running away when he was shot. The former officer was convicted in March of manslaughter and attempted first-degree murder. He was sentenced to 25 years on each charge to be served at the same time. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Klinginer.
French President Emmanuel Macron is warning that the Yellow Vest anti-government movement that it's time for a return to order. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports Macron addressed the nation Thursday in an attempt to quell nearly 6 months of protests.
Macron opened his hour-long speech by saying the violence must stop, but he went on to say he had done a lot of soul-searching. He vowed to significantly reduce income tax for workers, but he defended his controversial decision to scrap a tax on the super-rich. He said it wasn't a gift for the wealthy, but a way to stimulate investment. The French president said his economic reforms were already starting to bear fruit and promised to push ahead. He said he didn't think they had caused the anger. The anger is the result of wrong methods and a lack of humanity, said Macron, and I take my share of responsibility for that. Yellow vest protesters invited onto TV talk shows to analyze his speech said Macron was arrogant and that nothing had changed. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
And you're listening to NPR News. Boston Celtics legend John Havlicek has died at the age of 79. He was the team's all-time leading scorer, as Mary Blank reports from member station WGBH.
John Havlicek played with the Boston Celtics from 1962 to 1978 and won 8 championships during his 16 seasons with the team. In 1965, radio announcer Johnny Most called Havlicek's final play in the 7th game of the Eastern Conference Finals against the Philadelphia 76ers. The New England Historical Society dubbed it the greatest broadcast moment in basketball history.
He gets it out deep, and Havlicek steals it over the Stan Jones. Havlicek stole the ball.
In a statement, the Celtics said John was kind and considerate, humble and gracious. He was a champion in every sense. Havlicek had suffered from Parkinson's disease and died in Jupiter, Florida. For NPR News, I'm Mary Blake in Boston.
In Southern California, people at two universities in Los Angeles have been placed under quarantine. The quarantine is aimed at containing an outbreak of measles that affects more than 200 students and staff at the University of California and Cal State University, who may have been exposed to measles and either have not been vaccinated or cannot verify their immunity. Film director John Singleton is in a coma. Court papers filed by his mother request that she be appointed his temporary conservator to make a medical and financial decision. Singleton, 51 years old, he had a stroke more than a week ago. Singleton became the first black director to receive an Academy Award nomination for his debut film, Boys in the Hood. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.